war at home and peace in the Middle East, Trump is most definitely mixing things up this week. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us each week wherever you grab good podcasts, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Further escalations in violence. A murder suspect who had expressed support for the left-wing Antifa and Black Lives Matter was shot dead by US Marshals this week. On the shooting, Trump had to say, "That's the way it has to be. There has to be retribution." Retribution, it's an unsettling thing to hear the President of the United States say about his own citizens, especially after the swell of support for Kenosha shooter Kyle Rittenhouse. If I'm a far-right believer with a house full of guns and a grudge against these protesters, all I'm hearing is, do it. If you do it, the president has your back, law enforcement has your back, and you're going to be a hero, at least in the forms of media that you currently consume.
Sounds right. And it's sad. Because a president is supposed to bring people together across the nation, north, south, east, west, black, brown, purple, yellow, rich, poor. But he keeps playing to the base, and he's even narrowing his own base by calling the military members losers and people who don't need to be respected. This is part of his base. These are the people who went in the military because they didn't have another choice. They're in North and South Carolina and in Florida in very big numbers, and they can derail his candidacy. Moreover, he's not appealing to anyone at this time when he talks about violence. People know that violence breeds violence, and for the president to be on the side one way or another is causing his polls to go down. He just yesterday was on a community town meeting and said the most outrageous, dumbest things. Fox News is saying he was trapped into saying those things. I think he's doing his own volition. I've never seen a more suicidal mouth in my life.
I'm just saying this is meat for the base. I mean, given his sort of atrocious handling of COVID, the collapse of the so-called economic achievements, he's trying to make this into a law and order campaign, and it does seem to be backfiring in terms of narrowing the base right here. But what real... does Trump really have any options as to what he can talk about and say he is doing well?
Well, he's not doing much well. But one of the things that was happening while he was doing nothing, basically his economy is beginning to stimulate itself. And he should be with his economic guru saying, what are some of the actions I can take within COVID that would stimulate this more? Now, clearly one of the things he could do is pump more money into federal and state infrastructure projects, including cleanups after this fire, showing sympathy for this, showing it's presidential. Instead, he spends his time saying that he needs to save the cities from Democrats. People have other urgent needs like healthcare. When your house is burning in California, you don't want to hear about raking up leaves. You want to hear how that's going to stop. When you're getting their third storm of the year in the Carolinas, you want to hear a president who says, I'm going to do things that change the weather and other kinds of things. Not change the weather, that's misspent, but change the conditions that present these kinds of storms on a regular basis. He's not taking the offensive. He's going on the defensive, and every time he steps back, he gets pushed back farther. I really wish I were Joe Biden. I'd eat him up.
Well, look, one piece of good news that he can talk about this week is the so-called dawn of a new Middle East. Trump has presided over the signing of a peace deal between Israel, the UAE, and Bahrain. What's going on, Ed?
Well, this peace deal is really a financial deal. COVID has forced certain partnerships that never would have been. But if you remember in the old days, well, you're younger than me, you used to fly through Bahrain on the way to Australia. Bahrain had a regular trajectory of visitors coming through Bahrain. They also had a lot of oil. Oil prices have gone way down. The UAE used to have a lot of tourists, as well as a bit of oil. Their economy's falling apart. They don't have any products, any services they can offer to Europe or the rest of Asia. They need a partner. And Israel needs a partner with anybody who looks Arabic. The Bahrain and the UAE are the least Muslim countries among the Muslims. But let me applaud this. I want to see peace everywhere, and I don't care about the price at this point. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
We'd be remiss, of course, though, if we didn't mention that this is the kind of work earning Trump his much-lauded Nobel Peace Prize nomination. I'm not sure if a nomination on its own means much, although I suspect the real reason Trump wants one so badly is, well, he's 6'1", he's 6'1", he's black, and he won one back in 2009.
And I didn't think he deserved it. Barack Obama got a Peace Prize for really nothing. And for this president to want one himself is showing he's not very clever and for doing very little. And there was one person who's really not a nominator who nominated him, and it got a little bit of press. I think that press has died pretty quickly along with this notion. I don't think any politician should ever be given the Nobel Prize for anything. And I hope the Nobel people are listening to me now, our wide listenership out there. I hope they're listening. Don't give this prize to politicians unless they're very ex, like Jimmy Carter.
In fairness, even Barack Obama doesn't understand why Barack Obama won a Nobel Peace Prize, so that's fairly fair.
He could have turned it back, though. Mm. And a lot of people, including myself, I mean, I didn't have a position in this all, I wrote in and said, turn it back. It'd be the best thing for the Nobel Peace Prize. This is the kind of thing for Nelson Mandela, not for you.
Just while we're on international affairs... The world.
Oh, Trump Trump had another international affairs. I haven't got all this domestic affairs straightened.
Oh, we'll get back. Don't you worry. We're getting back on some more domestic affairs. But internationally, the World Trade Organization has said this week the Trump administration's China tariffs violate international rules of the organization. I suppose at this point, it's really probably not going to make much in the way of an impact.
Well, it only makes an impact this way. Much like the Scientific American said, we can't take any more of Trump. For the first time in 172 years, the biggest science magazine in the United States, the largest one in the world, took a position saying that Trump has to go. The World Trade Organization's taking this position, basically saying that Trump and the Chinese together are a threat to the world order. Politically, it's a good thing because it keeps people who think in line in realizing they've got to do something to get rid of this guy.
Back on Trump, and the Justice Department has interfered with the case of columnist E. Jean Carroll, who is suing Trump for defamation surrounding his denials that he sexually assaulted...
Ah, domestic affairs. Oh, thank goodness.
Yes.
I have more expertise there. What is this, 120 or 121? She claimed he raped her in a department store. It is an old case, and she's written about it. She reported to her friends. It's much like the woman who testified in the Supreme Court case. Many people will say this is political. Trump should have kept his mouth shut. Instead, he berated her publicly, and he's being sued for that. Not for the deed, but for his mouth.
Mm.
And the Justice Department is coming to his aid. Had he been talking about foreign affairs or speaking before the Congress, the Justice Department should defend him. But in his personal life, no. And the Supreme Court has already decided in this, and that was in the matter of Bill Clinton, who had an affair in Arkansas. And the Supreme Court said, we cannot protect you, buddy. That's a matter for the Arkansas courts.
Another disturbing one, Michael Caputo, a protege of Roger Stone, who himself this week suggested Trump instill martial law and seize power if he loses in November. Caputo, who is spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services, has been trying to push the CDC to delay reports and alter findings so as not to contradict Trump's public statements on COVID-19. This, he justifies, is because the CDC scientists are part of the deep state trying to undermine Trump with science and data, I suppose. Any thoughts, Ed?
Well, he sounds like a typical Trumpy. Science comes out of their heads. Even today, the president was denying the reports of the CDC regarding the vaccine. The CDC director said the vaccine, if it came out in October or November, would be for a very few people and wouldn't even start anything until mid-2021, which makes sense for the general public. But the thing that we can do to stop the spread of the virus is to use a face mask. Trump called the CDC director, at least he allegedly called, and said to the CDC director, you misspoke, and the CDC director agreed with him. It seems that somebody's got the wrong story because within the last few minutes, the CDC director has sent out a tweet that restated his positions on the drugs and the possibility of them being ready in time. He didn't say anything about the president or the dates, and that one of the things we could do, and probably the best thing, is to wear a mask. In other words, he said, Trump, shut up.
Honestly, at some point, if we were to unwrap all the COVID situation and the way it kind of appears within the Trump, I mean, we're basically looking at a vaccine for a virus that many believe don't actually exist, and we're not actually doing anything else about it. Like the rally in Nevada, of course, which was technically illegal, the Trump rally in Nevada, because it didn't practice any kind of social distancing. And
And another one in Arizona following it. So somehow people dying is going to stop. Trump's absolutely right about this. And he says it's going to stop through the herd mentality. He meant herd immunity. But herd mentality is what he has with his followers.
And fires along the US West Coast are continuing at historic levels, leaving little doubt in mind for most people about links to climate change. It's one of those issues left by the wayside during COVID, but as part of the campaign, Joe Biden has called Trump a climate arsonist and says America cannot afford 4 more years. What is Biden actually promising, though, to do different, Ed?
Well, several things. One of them is he wants us to go back to the Pacific, the Paris Agreements, and lower the carbon. If we lower the carbon, we lower the heat. The other thing he wants to do is to have better forward planning for these disasters with federal people in place so that they can snuff out these fires much earlier. We're doing the same thing here in Australia with the new advanced satellites and the like. There used to be an organization in the US that was prepared to do all these things. It's been dismantled, and Biden's going to, as a first step, put it back together. But there are deeper plans about how to deal with these issues, one of which California's done in the past, and that is move people out of harm's way. California's done that on the coast. I think it's going to have to do that in the foothills, that there will not be rebuilding in many of these places simply because it's too dangerous, a lesson we should learn here in Australia.
September 11 speeches. We touched on the upcoming date a couple of weeks ago. I thought there might be a little bit more of an impact in what Trump and Biden would have to say at some of these events, but it went by fairly smoothly. There's been a lot of posturing in a lot of the speeches as we come up towards the debates. What's been happening of late?
Well, Trump's been practicing for the debates. He did a town hall meeting in Philadelphia the other day. It was a total disaster. He lied almost every question. People in the audience caught him in it. It was very disturbing. So Trump is looking for the magic elixir. Remember the last time in 2016, he had that Comey report that came was in the last 15 days or 11 days that basically said, I can't find any more on the secretary, but she did do wrong with her servers. And it may not be prosecutable, but it's certainly something that is clearly in violation of the law. That killed Hillary Clinton in the eyes of a lot of liberals who follow the law and the like. They just didn't vote for her. They voted for a third party candidate or they didn't vote at all. That's what he's looking for. And he has this Durham report that he's dredging out that he hopes will find, as a matter of fact, they put in the findings before they wrote the report, that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama conspired to spy him on him during the campaign, that created the Mueller report, that issued those bogus findings. And if they find all this out, they're going to put these people in jail. I think that's what's going on in Russia, in Belarusia. That kind of thing doesn't go on in the United States. The president doesn't put his enemies in jail. Somebody should tell him that that's un-American.
Let's face it, we've seen a lot of unique moments among the Trump administration, the Trump presidency. As we touched on a couple of weeks ago, just as a final point, Ed, the Trump coffers are very much dry in terms of the campaign at the moment.
Well, they spent the money on themselves. Not surprisingly, there are a lot of Trump hotels that need money and a lot of Trump people who've lost their jobs that have to be employed in the campaign who don't know anything about campaigning and require big salaries, not to mention his own family. So $800 million went that way, almost $1 billion. They have stopped advertising in Michigan, Ohio, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. You need all those states to win the election. And when you're 50 days out, most of these ads are crap, let's face it. But if you hear Biden, 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 and you forget about Trump, Trump, Trump is trying to be on the news every day to make up for this. The problem is when he's on the news, he digs a bigger hole. His people are pulling their hair out. Fox News doesn't know what to do. The danger is him losing. The danger is him winning. These are dangerous times.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast. And if you are socially inclined, check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.